Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting out of Spokane across the border into Kootenai County, Idaho. We're on 96.5 FM and AM 630 at the Liberty Broadcasting Systems, the American Christian Network affiliate. And I want to welcome all of you guys and wish you a blessed week. I hope you had a blessed week, that your weekend is off to a great start. And all of our listeners are live streaming listeners, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. Welcome to all of you as well. I want to start off also saying that the voice of the American Redoubt is here to advance the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. But 2 Corinthians says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can't have one without the other lasting, right? So that's the spirit that I want to bring this to you. I'm talking about liberty, and for those of us who cherish the rule of law, who want to hold that the United States is a republic and that justice should be blind, there's some things going on that are very concerning. And they should raise red flags for us. These are appropriately called red flag laws. Now, for the folks that are advancing the idea of red flag laws, that's disarming you based on a report that you may be a danger to yourself or to someone else. To disarm you, there are actually already provisions for this. Some rambling person screaming, cussing, wandering, stumbling down the street, and they're obviously not all there. They don't have their marbles, right? They're carrying a handgun, just walking down the street, yelling all kinds of absurdities, and you look in their eyes, and there's like nobody home, right? You call the police, like something's not right with this person. They're mentally disturbed. Let's disarm the guy. Let's get him admitted to get some psychological evaluation. Maybe the guy's talking about hurting himself, whatever. But see, now it's anyone can report anyone else, almost anyone. But see, this is where it starts. This is where it begins. I'm going to get into this. There was a story that came out just yesterday, and it's titled "Weapons Seized from Suspected Washington State Neo-Nazi." All right, so obviously more details. Now, I'm of course not in any way. This is the perfect boogeyman, the neo-Nazi, because nobody likes neo-Nazis, right? They hate Jews, they hate Israel, they hate a lot of things, but they're also entitled, according to the Constitution, to hold any views they want, as long as you don't harm someone else. So maybe he was planning to harm someone else. Maybe he was in the middle of the final stages of a plan to go and harm Jews or blacks or whoever that they just didn't like. So police seized military-style firearms from an avowed neo-Nazi in Snohomish County in what is believed to be a first-of-its-kind case in Washington State. That's because these red flag laws are so new, right? So it's the first. Not the first time in the country, but it's the first time for Washington State. So this is interesting. We want to follow this closely. So apparently, King TV reported Thursday that prosecutors and the FBI convinced the judge that this guy, Caleb Cole, poses a serious threat to public safety by having access and possession to firearms and concealed pistol license. Now, of course, apparently they were able to pull up court records. So the records that the prosecutor's office provided said the officers seized last month, they seized five military-style rifles. So this happened last month, but this is just now hitting the news. Five military-style rifles, three pistols, and gun parts from his place in Arlington. Now, the weapons belong to this guy suspected to be the leader of the Atomwaffen Division, the Atomwaffen Division in Washington State. So what is that? Well, Atomwaffen means atomic weapon in German. And it's a small but extreme organization that seeks inspiration from Adolf Hitler and Charles Manson. Wonderful. See, we're spiritually sick in this culture. That's what it really comes down to. Anyway, Charles Manson, who ordered mass murderers to attempt to trigger a race war, apparently. Its white supremacist members claim they will not start the war, but are arming themselves in preparation. Atomwaffen members have been charged in five murders in other states. Okay, that's not good. Authorities claim Cole has amassed firearms and trained with weapons in Western Washington. Now, what somebody in some other state does that is five murders is a problem. But they're saying so far there's no plan to carry out a murder by this individual that they've disarmed. So far, we have no crime, right? You can't take the crimes of someone else and project it onto this one person, right? If we're going to be blind justice. I mean, we look at Islam and the advancement of Sharia law, and we see what they're pushing, and we're saying, we don't want that here. And you can't judge an entire group by the actions of a few. Well, more than a few when it comes to Islam. But all right, so let's use that logic and apply it here. So far, no crime. Oh, and there it says, Cole isn't charged with a crime, but is named in a so-called extreme risk protection order. So the judge issued an order requiring Cole to surrender all firearms to the judge. Based on what? Due process, right? It must be based on due process. It has to be. Otherwise, we're not America anywhere, right? Well, they referenced some online videos showing Atomwaffen members firing guns and moving through rooms at quote-unquote Devil's Tower. It's a graffiti-scarred building at an abandoned cement plant in a town called Concrete. So, still, I'm looking for a crime where they could use the due process of law to deprive him of life, liberty, and property. And I haven't seen due process yet. I haven't even seen a crime yet. But who was this? Holmes, this must be the, was that the prosecutor? I missed his name earlier. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Holmes says, this is a hate-filled human being, but one who unfortunately possesses a large number of weapons. Well, there's a lot of hate-filled people out there that possess a large number of weapons that don't harm anyone. So they've got these documents, and the documents in court show that he traveled to Eastern Europe in December of 2018 to honor the sites of some World War II's most horrific scenes, which I know a lot of Americans have done. Well, apparently, as he was coming through customs, he had a cell phone with photos on it. So they looked at these, and there was him posing in front of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz. In the photos, he's holding up Atomwaffen flag at other locations and other photos showing him holding guns. All right, poor taste, bad character, but so far I'm still not seeing a crime. He's been permanently banned from entry into Canada as a result of his admitted membership or affiliation in the Atomwaffen Division. But see the direction that Canada is going, where they're actually working to prosecute pastors for preaching certain portions of the Bible. That's not surprising. Still, no crime here. So, earlier in the year, they say the Seattle FBI approached the Regional Firearms Enforcement Unit over there in Seattle, and which is operated by the Seattle City Attorney, the King County Prosecutor, and the Seattle Police, according to this report. So the FBI wanted to have an extreme risk protection order to disarm Cole. This is the FBI, the Boy Scouts that play by the book. Well, of course, federal government has no red flag laws yet. So they use the state laws, come to them pleading, hey, can you help us out here? And they do. So here's the thing. This is what they're saying. There's no mechanism like our firearms unit that's in existence. So the federal government came to us. There's no one else in the state that's doing this, said Holmes. It's the first time the federal government sought an extreme risk protection order in Washington state. But see, it's not the first time that it's happened, because we know earlier this summer, early fall, late summer, this happened in Oregon. So it is one of the first instances to take place in the nation, and the first one to take place in Washington state. So the prosecutor for King County said the order to surrender the guns is the right tool when law enforcement doesn't have enough evidence to file a criminal charge. What? This is the right tool to have them surrender their guns when they haven't committed a crime. See, the law enforcement, when you don't have enough evidence to file a criminal charge, you cannot deprive somebody of life, liberty, or property. That's the whole point of the rule of law. And if the person is mentally insane and are a danger to themselves or others, and you can articulate that, you get the person help. You don't treat them like a criminal, deprive them of their property, when this guy apparently has got some bad ideas. He's got a very poor world view. But earlier in the article, they pointed out they had no intentions of starting anything. But when it starts, they want to be prepared, so they train with firearms. So this Holmes says that this case marks an important milestone. I'll bet it does, because they're setting precedents. So anyway, he started working with his domestic violence prosecutor on the pilot project that formed the Firearms Enforcement Unit. That's all about disarming. That's got to be a dangerous job. I mean, the citizenry is only going to put up with this for so long. I would not want that job, to be on the Firearms Enforcement Unit. It's like your job is to disarm American citizens who have committed no crimes. So, they boast that they've seized 1,100 firearms since 2017, mostly from accused domestic abusers. Accused. Not brought before a jury of their peers, not read any criminal complaints against them, not being able to stand against their accusers, face their accusers, to go through due process, to be convicted of a crime with evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that you've committed a crime and found guilty by a jury of your peers. None of that exists. It's just the accusation. And I know personally of multiple cases, and I know sometimes it's legitimate. That's the problem with this. There are so many people that have been disarmed because it's used as a malicious tool to try to harm the other person when they had no intentions at all of domestic abuse, especially with their firearms. But here's the scary trend. There's no crime mentioned here. They didn't even say there's no mention in the report of him threatening individuals, persons, groups with these firearms. It's the association with a unpalatable organization. And so today it's neo-Nazis. See, now it's group identification. It's not somebody saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to shoot something up, whatever, the mall, the school or something. And then they got something right there saying, this guy more probable than not, is going to carry this out, and he has the means to do it. This is just, so far, not even any articulable suspicion of committing a crime, much less probable cause. No warrant based on probable cause. There is no due process here. And now they're identifying by a group. And it's easy because the neo-Nazis are, you know, dirty, rotten, filth is a convenient boogeyman. Because who's going to speak up for him? Who's going to say, that's unconstitutional, that's wrong? It's such a convenient boogeyman that nobody is going to raise an eyebrow when a neo-Nazi gets disarmed. But what happens when this creeping gradualism goes to the point where if you have a Gadsden flag, you're associated with a group that this is subjective definition of what violence is or the potential to carry out violence, and you need to be disarmed. So now through associations with politically incorrect groups, they're going to start with a group that's the dirty, rotten scoundrels that nobody cares if they're disarmed anyway. And now they've set precedence. And this is a scary thing. We're going to talk about due process when we come back. This is a very dangerous trend. And yes, absolutely, it should be raising red flags. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. And this segment was brought to you by Werkz Holsters. WERKZ.com. For all your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs, go to Werkz.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of Ameron. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Ameron.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Ameron.com and click on the Alerts USA banner.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, and segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites, right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, just about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, in the heart of the American Redoubt. So support a patriot-owned business today. Check them out, riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, jumping right into this. When we start the dangerous trend of accepting the violations of someone's natural rights and constitutionally articulated and protected rights, where it's the government's duty to protect the rights of its citizens, and they step right over it and then go right into violating based on their affiliation with a group. Now, we don't really care because they're neo-Nazis, but what happens when it's this whole litany, this list of dangerous groups to be associated with? And I don't mean an organization. I mean a grouping of a mindset. Look at the Department of Homeland Security during the previous administration under the president who will not be named. Their list of dangerous people, potential domestic homeland terror threats, included homeschoolers or those that are promoted and believed in traditional marriage, those who fly the Gadsden flag, those who are opposed to open borders, those who speak against the UN. All of these lists are potentially dangerous people. And now we're okay right now because President Trump's there. They are working to oust him. And even if they can't, eventually someone else is going to be the next president. And they're working on altering the demographics in our country so that the leftists, the Marxists will have the most influence, or the Democrats will have the most people bamboozled into supporting them in the elections and topple us. Like I've said, we may be looking at the last true nationalistic Republican president in our country's history. So what we don't care about right now, because it's just a neo-Nazi, tomorrow, when the Marxists gain operational control and power over our political and economic educational system and complete that, seize that, the final actions of seizing the full control power of that, it's going to be no holds barred. And this is the first step toward that, because I don't see them doing that with Antifa, red flag laws, by associating themselves with Marxist revolutionary groups. I'm not seeing it. The John Brown Gun Club or the Socialist Gun Owners of America and these, where we've got members expressing their desire and willingness to carry out violence in the future. So, what's very dangerous trend? I've got the Oregon red flag laws pulled up here. What they call Oregon's new gun safety laws. What doesn't make you safer at all, but that's what they call it. Let's look at Stratfor's analysis of the Antifa threat. They just got one paragraph here. Anarchists, along with Marxists, Maoists, and anarcho-syndicalists are usually among the most visible, vocal, and violent elements that participate in Antifa protests. Their respective black, red, and black and red flags are a ubiquitous sight at Antifa gatherings, and it is no coincidence that many participants wear clothing with the same colors. The anarchist black bloc contingent, for example, is usually conspicuous at protests due to its dress, flags, and the violence it leaves in its wake. And now leftist groups are arming up and openly declaring violence on Trump supporters or anyone who they determine is a fascist or a Nazi. So I wonder if they're going to try to apply this, and especially Portland being kind of epicenter of Antifa, and they got their red flag laws right here. Many of us are asking how we can better keep Oregonians safe and keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Hold it. Not keep guns out of criminals' hands. It's just out of the hands of the wrong people, where they get to determine who the wrong people are. Or maybe you could, if you have a roommate that you want to get back at. While there's still a lot of work to do, Oregon has made significant gains to strengthen our gun safety laws. That's debatable. This is the first one-pager on these new laws. Here we'll tell you about the Extreme Risk Protection Orders, also known as ERPOs, allowing courts to take weapons away from people who are at risk as a danger to themselves or others. No, not a risk. This is purportedly a risk. And the number of people that can accuse you is, well, it's pretty lengthy. A law enforcement officer, yes, including FBI, because they don't have these tools, so they're going to use your state laws. A family member, a spouse, intimate partner, a parent, intimate partner. There's dangerous. Don't have a blowout, right? Because you really want to get to somebody file a, you know, red flag, extreme risk protection order against this person. And just, they'll take your word for it. It could be a parent, child, sibling, any person living in the household of the person they are concerned about can request an order from the court. So usually they have to hold a hearing within the same day or within 24 hours. The person who requests the petition must appear in person or by video at the hearing. Not you. You don't even have to. You're not even aware of it until the police come knocking on your door to say, we're here to collect all your firearms. No chance to defend yourself. No jury. No warrant to seize your weapons based on probable cause that you've committed or are about to commit a crime. This is totally different here. There's no due process. And due process is covered under the 5th and 14th Amendments, both of them. The 5th Amendment, it's argued that this protects the federal government from, guarantees due process to you by the federal government. So they added it in the 14th Amendment, which specifically guarantees due process at the state level, state and lower level. And this is not what's happening. The 5th and the 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution each contain a due process clause. Due process deals with the administration of justice, and thus the due process clause acts as a safeguard from arbitrary denial of life, liberty, or property by the government outside the sanction of law. The Supreme Court of the United States interprets the clauses broadly, concluding that these clauses provide four protections: procedural due process, substantive due process, which is a prohibition against vague laws, and as the vehicle for the incorporation of the Bill of Rights. There's a lot more than that, but we don't have time to get into all of this, but this is a huge problem. We're going to be revisiting this. Matter of fact, I might even take a segment to talk about this tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So anyway, with that, you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.